this Sunday, the Word of God offers us some practical and meaningful calls that may help us to grow in our Christian life. The Lord God is my help. Therefore, I am no disgrace. Who will prove me wrong? Said the prophet Isaiah. Invitation to ask the Lord God for his help, knowing that without him, we can do nothing. Invitation to put our trust in God alone and to praise and thank him for his great mercy to us at all times, but especially in times of crisis and distress. Trust in the Lord. St. James, in the second reading, offers us a classical principle of our faith, a classical principle of our church, and he expressed it very clear. The question is not only about faith, not only about to believe, but the question is also to live out our faith and to express it through our life, our actions, and our deeds. It's not only asking God to have mercy on us, but also to be merciful with those around us, to do the works of mercy in our daily life. It is one of the big challenges today for all of us to testify, to bear witness of our faith through our actions, through our life. Then Jesus in the Gospel asked the disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" That question is for all of us today. Who is Jesus for us? Who is Jesus for me? Who is Jesus for you? To know him, to experience the resurrected Christ in our own life, is or should be the foundation of our faith and the key for a Christian spirituality. Many people are looking for a source of spirituality, and we have it there in the Gospel, the teachings of Jesus, the life of Jesus. That is the key for our Christian spirituality. We may think that we know many things about him, or at least we know information about him, general information, like those ideas of the people about Jesus in his time. We know who was the father, the mother, where he was born, and blah, 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 blah. We know things about him. But how well do we know him? What is our experience of Jesus in our own life? It is very important for our faith to work out in our relationship with him, being in contact and communication with Him through our prayer life. It's very important to have a prayer life if you want to know Jesus. By the way, how is your prayer life? Do you know how to pray? How often do you pray? Do you like to pray? Or perhaps it's just an obligation that you try to fulfill? To know Jesus is very important for those who want to follow Him. And today in the Gospel, we heard the conditions to follow Him: to deny ourselves, to take our cross, and then follow Him. So for those who want to follow Him, it's very important to know about Him, to know His words and actions, the lessons and examples that He gave us reading His Gospel, reading and finding about Him in the Holy Scriptures. How often do we spend time reading His words? How important and how applicable are those lessons for us? It is also meaningful and important to experience Jesus through the sacraments. We know that those are signs of His living presence among us. The sacrament of reconciliation. In this parish, we are lucky. We have confessions every single day of the week. There is no one day without confessions. Even Sundays, we have confessions before the Spanish Mass. So it's a great opportunity to experience that mercy of God in our life through the sacraments, through the Eucharist. We also have Mass every single day, sometimes more than one. How often do we receive the sacraments? Finally, as suggested by St. James, we must find Jesus in the life of those living around us, especially in those suffering or afflicted or less fortunate. We are called to see Jesus in them and do to them as we will do for Him, for Jesus. God of mercy and compassion, strengthen our faith in Your Son to know Him, to love and to follow Him, being His witness and disciples today. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.